Title: Groove Reinforcement with Percussion Doubles Advanced. All right, welcome back. This is an advanced drum and bass groove lesson in Ableton Live, and we're going to focus on one of the highest leverage tricks for making a beat feel like it's rolling forward harder without getting busier in an obvious way. The concept is percussion doubles. A percussion double is a layered, complementary hit that supports something you already have: your kick, your snare, your hats. The key word is supports. These layers are not here to become new main drums. They're here to reinforce the groove, make it feel faster, tighter, more urgent, more mechanical, more alive without stealing the spotlight. And the big mindset shift is this: before you add any double, decide what problem it solves. Are you adding definition so the groove translates on small speakers? Are you adding push and pull with micro timing? Are you filling tiny gaps so the loop feels continuous? Or are you adding mid-range presence without creating extra peaks? If you can't answer that, don't add the layer yet. Now, what we're building today is a tight rolling DNB drum groove with your main drums as the anchors, plus three supporting doubles, one for the snare like a rim or tick, one for the kick like a mid-click or thwack, and one for the hats like a shaker texture or a micro layer. Then we'll route those into a dedicated perc doubles bus and process them like a single instrument. Finally, we'll arrange those doubles across 16 to 32 bars so the groove evolves, not just loops. Let's set up the session first. Tempo: 172 to 176. I'm going to park it at 174 BPM. That's the sweet spot for a lot of modern rolling DNB. Open your groove pool so it's ready, because later we'll apply groove specifically to doubles, not to everything. And if you're using audio one-shots, make sure warp is off unless you have a very specific reason to warp them. Warping drum one-shots can smear transients, and we're in the business of sharp transients today. Step 1. Build a solid core drum pattern. The doubles only work if the anchors are stable. Here's a reliable skeleton. Kick on the very first downbeat, 1.1.1. Optionally, add an extra kick around 1.2.3 or 1.2.2 depending on how you like the roll to sit. Snare on 1.2.1 and 1.4.1. That classic DNB backbeat. Closed hats in 16THS, but do not make every hit full velocity. If your hats are all the same velocity, your doubles won't feel like groove reinforcement. They'll feel like clutter. Workflow tip: organize early. Group your main drums into a group called Drums Main. Then make a separate group called Perc Doubles. You're about to create layers that should be easy to mute, automate, and process together. Don't build a routing mess. Now, step 2, the most important double in DNB, the snare double. This is where a lot of that it's moving forward feeling comes from, especially in darker techie styles and modern rollers. For sound choice, think small and tight. Rimshot, stick click, clave, woodblock, super short Foley tick, or even a high-pass top snare. And here's a powerful trick. You can make the snare double from your own snare so it instantly belongs to the kit. Duplicate the snare, high-pass it aggressively, sharpen the transient, shorten it. Now it's your snare, just turned into a micro layer. Now for placement. Start by putting a short click 10 to 25 milliseconds before the snare on 2 and 4, slightly early. That early tick creates aggression and urgency, while the main snare stays dead on and stable. And then, optionally, add one or two ghosts around the snares. Super quiet. These are the things you feel more than hear. For example, put tiny ticks near 1.1.4 and 1.3.4, or just before and after the snare. How do you do the timing in Ableton? You can nudge the MIDI notes off-grid. Turn off the grid temporarily so you can move notes freely. Or you can use track delay and set the snare double track to minus 10 to minus 20 milliseconds. Teacher note: choose a timing philosophy and stick to it. Controlled deviation is groove. Random deviation is mess. A great rule is two-lane timing. Lane A is your anchors, main snare, core hats. Keep those mostly fixed. Lane B is microelements, ticks, shakers, clicks. Those get the timing moves. That keeps the groove stable even when you get adventurous. Now let's process that snare double so it stays supportive. Start with EQ. High pass somewhere between 300 and 600 Hz. You're not allowed to steal low mid weight from the snare. If you need more bite, do a small boost in the 3 to 7K area, just a couple dB. Then add saturator. Soft sine or analog clip. Drive somewhere like 2 to 6 dB. And then trim the output so you're not tricking yourself with loudness. Optionally, add drum bus with a tiny transient push, but be careful. This layer is basically a scalpel. Leveling target: solo the snare and the double together. The double should make the snare feel tighter, more present, more locked. If in the full groove you can clearly identify, oh, there's a click instrument, it's probably too loud unless you're intentionally going for that super exposed neuro tick. Before we move on, a quick phase and flam warning. If your double is an audio sample with a strong transient, zoom in and check the start point. Sometimes there's a few samples of silence before the transient, and even if the MIDI note is perfectly aligned, you'll get an unintended flam. Fix it by tightening the start and simpler using the start control, or by cropping the sample, so the transient starts immediately. Step 3. Kick doubles. Your main kick usually has the sub and the body. The double is there for definition, especially on smaller speakers, and for that forward mid punch. Pick something very short, an acoustic kick beater, a low tom tick, a synth click, even a filtered snare transient can work. And placement-wise, duplicate only the main kick hits, not every little ghost. We want focus. Timing. Most of the time, put it exactly on the kick. If you want the kick to feel heavier, make the double slightly late, like plus 5 to plus 10 milliseconds. Early doubles make it snappier, late doubles feel weightier. Processing chain. If the sample has too much tail, use a gate to clamp it so it's basically just transient and a tiny bit of body. Then EQ, high pass around 80 to 120 Hz so it can't fight the sub. If you need more click, a small bell boost around 1.5 to 3.5k. Saturator with 1 to 4 dB of drive, keep it subtle. And then the pro move. Sidechain compress the kick double from the main kick. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 40 to 90 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. What this does is it pushes the double behind the kick automatically, so you get the definition, without the two kicks fighting effect. Step 4. Hat and shaker doubles. This is your motion engine. This is how you get perceived tempo and roll without making the main hats painfully loud or harsh. You have two main approaches. Approach A. Shadow the hat with a texture layer. A chopped shaker loop or ride texture turned into 16THS or 8THS. Approach B. Add in between hits. Very low velocity notes between the main hat hits. Basically micro ghosts for continuity. Process it so it sits. Auto filter is your best friend. If it's fizzy, high pass around 4 to 8K. Or low pass if it's too bright and you want it tucked behind the hats. If you want jungle grit or techie edge, add redux with very small amounts. Just a touch of bit reduction or downsample goes a long way. Then utility for width. You can widen the texture layer, but be careful. Wide hat doubles plus wide main hats can create facey top end. Check mono. Seriously, collapse to mono and make sure the groove still reads. If your hats vanish, you went too wide or too facey. Now here's the key groove trick. Use the groove pool on the hat doubles, not the main snare. Find a hat loop you like. Right click. Extract groove. Then apply that groove to your hat doubles at about 20 to 40%. Now the roll moves, but your main backbeat stays rock solid. Step 5. The perk doubles bus. Group all the doubles into perk doubles and process them as a unit. This is how you make them feel like they're part of one micro kit, not random extra clicks. Bus chain. Start with EQ. High pass around 120 to 250 Hz. Clean the low end. No negotiations. If they're poking the snare too much, try a little dip around 2 to 4K. Then glue compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Release on auto, attack around 3 milliseconds, or 1 millisecond if you want it tighter. Aim for only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This is binding, not smashing. Then saturator with 1 to 3 dB of drive for density. Optional drum bus with small transient increase and low drive, just to make the layers speak as one. Routing tip. Send that perk doubles bus into your main drums bus, so everything shares the final drum processing and lives in the same world. Extra coach move. Bus sidechain the doubles from the main snare. Instead of sidechaining every single layer, put one compressor on the perk doubles group key from the main snare. Fast attack. Like 0.3 to 2 milliseconds, release 60 to 140 milliseconds, and just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on snare hits. Instant hierarchy. The backbeat stays king. Step 6. Arrangement. This is where advanced producers separate themselves. Perk doubles are perfect for progression without adding big new elements. You're changing density and urgency, not rewriting the drum pattern. Try this 32-bar structure. Bars 1 to 8, only snare doubles. Keep it minimal and tight. Bars 9 to 16, add hat doubles to increase roll. Bars 17 to 24, add kick double plus maybe an extra ghost tick for intensity. Bars 25 to 32, pull back one layer for contrast, then reintroduce right at the end or into the next section. And instead of turning things up, Try energy ramps using density and tone. Automate the hat double filter cutoff slowly opening into the end of a freeze. Automate saturator drive up by 1 or 2 dB in the second 8 bars. Or increase note probability on selected ghost hits as you approach a drop, so it gets busier in a controlled way. Reverb. Keep it tiny and intentional. Make a return with a short reverb. Predelay 10 to 25 milliseconds, decay 0.3 to 0.8 seconds, high pass inside the reverb at 600 Hz or higher. Send small amounts from doubles only, mainly for transitions. Your main snare usually stays dry and authoritative in DNB. Now, a few advanced variations you can try once the basic system is working. Alternating doubles across two bars. Bar 1. Your rim tick is early. Bar 2. It's a different tick or slightly later timing. Now the loop feels longer without adding new drums. Probability-driven micro-perk. Keep the core pattern deterministic, but set ghost ticks to 20 to 40% probability, and extra hat doubles to 10 to 25%. You get life without losing the groove. Velocity shaping. This beats compression for ghost realism. Set your doubles velocity range intentionally. For example, main shadow hits at velocity 25 to 55, ghost notes at 1 to 20. Make velocity actually control volume in your drum rack or simpler, so the pattern breathes naturally. Velocity to timing coupling. Make louder doubles slightly early and quieter ones slightly late, or flip it. It creates a humanized lean without applying a global groove that might mess up your snare. And one of my favorites, the ghost staircase into the snare. Put two or three super quiet ticks approaching the snare, each one slightly louder and maybe slightly earlier. At 174 BPM, it feels like acceleration into the backbeat. Common mistakes to avoid. First, doubles too loud. If you can name the double as an instrument in the full mix, it's probably too hot. Second, not high passing. Doubles will pile up low mids and steal headroom fast. Third, random timing. Pick a strategy. Early snare ticks, late kick doubles, grooved hat textures. Don't just nudge everything. Fourth, too many different samples. Limit yourself. This audio version is shortened for playback.